Hola a todos, welcome back to MetaFit MetaMind podcast, a podcast in which speakers, leaders, entrepreneurs, and influencers come in and share their journey on how they've gotten to this place in their life, while also normalizing those conversations between mental and physical health and wellness. I am Carla Rodriguez, your coach and trainer of NLP and host of this MetaFit MetaMind podcast, and I created this space to remind you to raise your voice and share your story. And as your guide, I'm here to create a pathway to let go of all those limiting chains and use this platform to empower and create awareness, purpose, and expansion in your life. You can follow us on Instagram at MetaFit MetaMind Podcast, on my other page at Coach Carlita. Please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel. So it's already the end of the week of the second quarter, of the start of the second quarter. Isn't it amazing how time can just seem like it flies? We were just celebrating the holidays, and here we are about to experience something really cool here in Austin. The solar eclipse, which is apparently won't be coming this way again until the year August, like 2044 or something. And it's just so cool and interesting, isn't it? And so with all of that and all this excitement, I can finally share here that which I was not able to share yet last episode. That on April 27th, in collaboration with Women Who Work, I am co-hosting Work Circle, an experience to support women in their growth. It's a one-day event that will be here in person in Austin as well. And you know that most of the time I tend to do online events, but when an opportunity arises to do so, something in person, I am all in. So make sure to RSVP. The link will be here in the show notes, and make sure to attend. I may have mentioned this last time, but unfortunately, baby Raiden was sick. He had a cough and a runny nose. It was such a hard time to like not be able to control that, not be able to make him feel any better. And I think as a response, my body responded and I was like, hey Carla, you gotta create these antibodies. So here I am creating antibodies for the future if this were to happen in the future. So it's interesting how the body responds and moms and babies, how they connect. It's crazy and it's cool. So what else? Oh yeah, I'm excited to announce that I have been selected as a speaker to another summit this year. It's the Platform and Profit Summit that has been hosted by Roberto Calderon. I set a goal that this year I wanted to do 5 speaking engagements, and I'm on the path, yo. I'm really honored, grateful, and just so excited, right? And as I mentioned last time, this June 17th through the 21st, we have our summer cohort of the NLP certification training. And in November is the first cohort of the hypnosis certification training. So that's something that I'm just like eager for, to share with you, to share this gift, this lifestyle. And so remember to make sure to share this podcast with people you think would like it, rate it, subscribe to it, so you don't miss any of the updated episodes. All right, so in this episode of MetaFit MetaMind podcast, I spoke with Joanne Homestead, who is honestly a really awesome, warm human being. She's a former teacher, entrepreneur, mom, and a genius. She's a genius at her craft, which is writing and writing emails, email marketing. And she's someone who has just put this gift into this world. She's sharing with us, and you know, she just helps us with our words and what she wants to share, which, you know, I just love. She shares that journey that sometimes people may be nervous, right, or afraid to jump on it, and she did, and she had that calling and she answered it. So definitely listen to this episode and enjoy the episode. Welcome back to MetaFit MetaMind podcast. My name is Carla Rodriguez, and I'm here with my amazing and powerful, and she's someone that I would like to hang out with, because she seems pretty down to earth. Mm-hmm. Joanne Homestead, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Carla. I'm so excited to be here.
Yay! So, mm-hmm. You know, there's so many things that we can talk about, and, you know, things that you're doing, and that we met a couple years ago at this point. And so yeah. I've never really, like, gone into your story, and I know you talk about it and what you do, but my first question, and most people's favorite question, I would mm-hmm. assume so, is who is Joanne?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That is a big, big question.
Yeah.
It's a really great question. Who is Joanne? So I like to say I am a former teacher. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of who I am, because I bring a lot of that into my business that I own now, since I resigned from teaching. I am also a mom of 2 very young children. I say three because I feel like my business is a young child. And so I'm going to say three young children, including my business. And so, yeah, it's wild. It's up and down. It's really up and down.
Definitely.
And I am also an email copywriter and copy coach. And so my specialty is storytelling. And so anytime you mention the word story, I feel like I have like a little light bulb that goes off, like, ooh, yes, she said story. I love that. So yes,
Yeah.
I really love storytelling, and I use that a lot in my email copywriting for my clients, and to also help elevate their stories to get their message out there, because I feel like a lot of marketing and selling for women entrepreneurs, it can feel like ooh, I don't want to like put myself out there, or they're like putting themselves out there but not selling, or they're selling but not nurturing. And I want to say that all I feel like every teacher is a master marketer and salesperson, because that's what they do every day in the classroom.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta like connect with the kids every single day, and depending on how they're doing that day, you gotta like start that process over again. And even though it's similar, it's probably always different.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's really about nurturing and building the relationships, building that trust. Then
Yeah.
they feel safe to learn and engage and, own whatever actions that you want them to own that day. And it's the same thing for copywriting and marketing,
So interesting
building
that
relationships.
I've never thought of teaching and teachers in that perspective, that you have to nurture on a, I mean, you do, but it's kind of a new one now. Like, you just gave me a new perspective of how teachers have to come in, and because kids, they're unpredictable pretty much, they're learning the world and everything. So as teachers and the adults, right, that we're figuring out our life, we have to figure them out, which is so crazy that in my mind that you have the patience and the ability to be able to do that, and to the fact that you do nurture, I think is so amazing. And so, in that you said you came from being a teacher to now you're the expert copywriter and you do email marketing and everything like that. What's that chapter or that thing that brought you to be like, okay, I'm coming to now, and this is where I am at now?
How did I get here? So I was a teacher for 15 years, and the last 5 years of it, I was a literacy specialist in a K-6 school. And I was able to do a lot of like literacy intervention, and also like coach and mentor teachers in literacy, which I really
Interesting.
enjoyed both. To be able to work with the kids, but also work with the teachers. And this is like new teachers to veteran teachers, because the way that the education has been set up, the higher ed has been set up to learn teaching, a lot of teachers didn't learn like the basics of how to teach a kid
Yeah.
to read, especially for
Yeah.
kids who might have dyslexia or some kind of processing issue or things like that. There are very tangible, things that you can do. And so
Yeah.
I really got to work with new and veteran teachers, and it
Yeah.
I really loved that. And so I actually tried leaving teaching a few times because of the amount of like stress and pressure, even at the elementary school level. It's just the
Yeah.
system is not kind to teachers. And so I have tried leaving a few times, and every time I ended up going back into teaching. I mean, I think that the second to last attempt, I went to see the career services at my alumna and talked to a career coach. We went through this whole workshop, learning about myself, all this personal growth. And at the end, he said, "I think you're just meant for teaching. You just got to go back." I was like, "Oh, don't make me go back. I can't. I just,
Yeah.
my personal like well-being, sleep, physical, it just was not good."
Yeah.
And so from that point, I did go back into teaching. That's where I found the literacy specialist position. And from there, I found out about the online business world, and it blew my mind.
Yeah.
And
You're
so,
like, what?
And I found out one of my friends, who was a life coach at the time, had an email list, and he had a subject line that said, like, calling all teachers. And I clicked on it immediately because I knew, oh, that is
That's
That is
me.
speaking directly to me.
Yeah.
And he was going to be speaking on a free online summit by a former teacher who now run, she was running her own successful online business. And
Yeah.
so the summit was about 20 other former teachers who started their own online business and what they were doing, why they left teaching, all those things. And it was really through that I remember commuting to work every day for 2 weeks, listening to each of these stories, every story. And by, it
Yeah.
was like the last one I
You dove
realized,
in.
like, I can do this. I can leave.
Yeah.
I can start my own online business. And that is when actually the lockdown happened. And so the timing was just, it was just like meant to be. I told my husband, like, this is it. This is like the timing
This is my
is,
sign.
yes, this is my sign. And so I started my business first as a virtual assistant because I really wanted to understand how other business owners were running their back end of their business.
Yeah. Oh, that's
And
really
I also,
smart.
yes, it was really interesting. And I felt very fortunate to the clients I worked with were all in wellness and well-being. And so they were just very intentional, very grounded. They would, you know, they were very open and asked me, like, are you taking care of yourself? You know, just like things I don't even ask myself. Like, am I taking care of myself? I don't
Yeah,
know.
yeah.
Yeah.
You have to
And
learn. You
so,
have to learn that process.
yeah, I feel like having run my business now for 3.5 years, that's something big. That's a
Yeah.
huge thing that I've
So
learned
it
through.
evolved from virtual assisting into what you do now.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so it was about 6 months I did the virtual assistant, and it was pretty clear to me, like, the copywriting was the thing, and also the email marketing, because I was writing emails for some of my clients, and they would forward me responses from that they got from the emails that I wrote for them, and
Yeah.
they would say, you know, I've written to my email list. I've written so many emails and I don't ever get responses. And you write for me, and now I'm getting all these responses.
Yeah,
And
they
I'm
miss
like,
you.
oh, I'm like, okay, that's so awesome. And I think that's what hooked me into the
Yeah.
email, because
Yeah.
I saw the power. I just saw the power in the connection in email.
And
And
I think
people
now
feel
you're
like,
it's cool 'cause you're teaching how to do it now too.
yeah. And so that is how I got into copywriting and then into specifically like email copywriting.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's so interesting how like you went back to the career counselor, the person advisor in your school, and it seems like, and this is just from what I heard, that they didn't necessarily have maybe all the tools and things that they needed to help you redirect you where you need to go. Because when you think of teaching, you do think, or most people would assume school in some sort of way, you know, the building, the system, whatever, or the college or some kind of tutor. But we don't realize how you can teach in really any area as long as you're good at it. And when you gain the tools, and you've been teaching for so long, so you're an expert at knowing how people have different learning styles and different ways of, you know, communicating and everything like that. And that's normally what we speak about in NLP, right? Is the communication styles, the learning styles. And with kids, as you were saying, is that the when you were teaching them about literacy, right? How teaching these teachers how to do this. So you're meant to teach, which is really cool. You just didn't, you weren't in the, like, for you, I'm assuming, the right location for it, right? Which I'm like, cool, at least you found it, and that's really exciting.
I am so glad I am so glad for that. I'm so grateful for that email that
Yeah.
my friend sent, because that's what catalyzed the whole thing
Yeah.
and
They
gave
were
me enough
speaking
courage.
to you, which is cool from email.
Totally. Yes, and it started with an email. I think there it all goes back to email, but it's true. I feel like, you know, teachers have, and people will say that teachers have so many transferable skills.
Yeah,
There's
and
a lot of mindset,
I've
you know,
met many
blocks around.
teachers who have transitioned into their own online space or business or something, and they're really great at it. I went to Joe Women's event, I want to say about 2 years ago, and there was this a panel of seven women. One of them taught about money, and she was a former teacher. And I was like, that's cool, right? Because there's a lot of, I think, a lot of assumptions that teachers don't make money. And I mean, it's probably true. I don't know. I haven't been a teacher
It's true.
for our
It's true.
education system.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's true.
Yeah, so what do you think is important? And you know, this is just another question I didn't tell you about. Like, what do you think of what's important for teachers to know in that case with, you know, the value of what you have to bring?
You know, I think that for a lot of teachers, it's difficult to leave the setting that they're in because that's what they're familiar with. And that's like all, like every human being is like that. It's hard to leave what you're familiar with, even if the familiar thing is not serving you in the best way. And so you stick with what you know. And so I mean, I would say like listening to other stories, listening to teachers who have left and why did they leave and what did they do, and how, you know, their journey. And then I would say, you know, like find a community that's going to encourage and support you. And a community could be one person. Like I remember when I first started my business, I had one of my close friends. She's not a teacher at all, but she we called each other every week during the pandemic. That was like one thing we did. And I just remember she was just so encouraging every time I talked about like I started my business, I found my first client. I don't know what I'm doing right now. It's like
Help
flying by the seat of my pants. I don't know
me.
what's going on right now. So always so encouraging. And I think that's really important to have at least just if your community is just that one person who can just be there every time to just say, I love how you're continuing, you're going and you're doing the thing and just providing that encouragement to keep going because I felt
And
like that was
this is also not to discourage teachers to like stay or leave or anything. It's just, I think
oh,
it's
totally.
important for just anybody really to learn entrepreneur skills even in a system, because I think that can go a long way. And you know, maybe that would help the financial status. You know, maybe you want to be an entrepreneur during the summer, you know, but you still want to teach and you do, because passion does make people happy. And I think that's also important to remember.
And I would say, you know, I have a lot of teacher friends who are they still teach and they just love that they love the setting, even though the system is hard to work with, but that's their passion is there. And so I'm like, yes, go for it. But I love what you said about like bring entrepreneurship into what they're already doing. Like, yeah, like a I mean, I know a lot of teachers have side hustles actually, just to, you know, help with the income. And so, yeah, thinking about it in the entrepreneurial sense makes sense to then almost like feel like you can create it how you want it, you know.
Yeah, like for example, this is not a teacher. My husband's an engineer and he does work for a company. But what's interesting is that he tells me, he's like, yeah, I can entrepreneur, you know, because that company that he works for, he considers it as his own, and he makes sure that like he's selling, right? So he'll go out and get projects, you know, for whatever, if they seem slow or something, or he manages the money and things like that. And so I know it depends also like where you're at and who you're working with, but you know, he made me realize that he can think entrepreneurship in that space. And I think I wonder, because I've never taught again as a teacher, or being in some kind of system, I wonder how we can bring a little bit, because I've learned a lot about entrepreneurship and it's freaking hard and I'm still learning. And I try to remember, okay, how can I use those skills in maybe it's a place where I do work, you know, or things like that. And yeah, I mean, it can be hard because you're
Oh,
working for someone,
absolutely.
right? Too,
It's
you
pros
know.
and cons on both sides, I know. And just like full-time entrepreneurship, what I'm in is just like a wild ride. I feel like the last 2 weeks I've been in this weird funk and I've just been like feeling pretty low. I'm like, oh, what's happening to me?
Hey,
And
this
then
is a
I'm
win
like,
though. You're on a podcast.
finally. This is my high for the
Yeah.
last 2 weeks. I have just been like, oh, what's happening?
Oh,
Anything
yeah,
else?
in the
Oh.
entrepreneur space, right? And
Yeah,
so
it's
as a
hard.
copywriter, what do you learn along that process, you know, as the expert? I call you an expert because you are in writing, and what is something that maybe us that are not expert writers or expert copyright email marketers or things like that, what do you think is important to know for those of us who are maybe in the entrepreneurship world to attract our clients or keep our clients, or you know, what's important in that space of email?
Yeah, copywriting is such a huge part of anyone's business because it's really, and the copywriting for a lot of people, they're just thinking of the words. What are the words I can say to help convince someone to buy from me? That's usually what it comes down to. But that's like the tip of the iceberg. There's just like so much involved in copywriting, and a huge piece of that is like the branding piece, which a lot of people sometimes don't connect the copywriting with the branding. They're thinking branding is like, you know, the visuals, the graphics, the
The
font,
colors.
the colors. And so, and that is a piece of it. But there, another huge piece of it is the brand messaging. And that's almost like the heart of the copywriting. That's where you're drawing your copywriting out of, because the brand messaging is really understanding who you are, who you're serving, really understanding like the psychology behind, like what is keeping them up, what is keeping your potential customers or clients up at night, what are tangible thoughts that they're having, that they're worried about, like what do they dream for, like in the next year or something, like what are their aspirations, like that's getting to like the psychology piece of it. So really understanding, first of all, like who you are, you know, what you stand for, your values, then combining that with who you're serving and what are their fears, frustrations, dreams, and aspirations, where do they hang out, all of those things, and then combining it together to really understand, like even playing around with your brand voice, like what tone do you want to have in your writing? Because I've worked with some clients who, when they write, their tone doesn't come across the way that they are meaning to. Like for example, they want to make their program feel easy. Like, I'm making this easy for you, I'm making little steps. But through the tone and the messaging that they're writing, it feels very hard. It's like, oh, this is really hard. Like, no, I don't want to do this.
Yeah,
That's
I feel
not
like
so
I
easy
struggle
at
with
all.
that. I feel like I struggle with that tone because I'm pretty down to earth and I normally sell people from my, I guess, my experiences, my passion, what I'm inspired by. You know, I've sold people on stage, which is very interesting, or just in person coffee shop or whatever. But on email or social media, I have to go and ask my friend, hey, what does this sound like to you, right? When you read this, because in my mind, I'm like, this is down to earth. And what I'm thinking doesn't always come across, which is very interesting to write it. And so when you read it back, it gives me this other like, oh, that did not work the way I thought
That
it
yeah, that did not translate.
would.
And I think that's a piece of it, is like translating all like the brilliance that you have in your mind into writing. And then specifically like what kind of writing
about, because email writing is a little different than social media, is a little different than blog writing, is a little, I mean, they all have essential parts to them, but it's just the format is a little different, the way you hook is a little different. And so yeah, I mean, since I am 100% love the fantastic world of
I can see
emails.
it. If you're listening to this, she just got the big smile when she's talking about this.
Like, I think my earbuds just went off.
It sounds great though.
Sounds okay. All right. Okay. I'll keep going.
Yeah,
Okay.
the
Specifically.
email world, the
Okay. Yeah. I'm
copywriting.
like, where was I? Yes. I was specifically about emails and writing. That's kind of what I help my clients with. So one, I have the done for you email sequences, which is I'm going to write the sequence for my clients and I write it in their voice, with their brand voice and a tone, with their stories. And generally speaking, the clients are always like, I don't get how you wrote more like me than I can write for myself.
Yeah.
And yes, I
What's
just love
interesting, I've done
it.
that for someone else. And I was like, I don't know how I did that. It was kind of a one, like this one in a million times that I did
Well,
that.
and you know, it's easier to write for someone else than it is to write for yourself.
Yeah.
Like a copywriters will say, it's really hard to write for ourselves as copywriters too, because you're in your head. You don't like that outside. You're not like outside of your body looking as another person. So it is different.
And what do you think about like as being the copywriter, being able to pull in and use someone's tone and their messaging? What are y'all's thoughts on like the AI that's now like a huge thing? Because I've fallen in love with AI,
Yeah.
and yeah, what's your thought on that? And how do we bring like the humanness in it?
Yeah, AI is all the rage right now. And so I would say, you know, for my clients who do the copy coaching with me, they use AI. Personally, I don't use AI for my writing.
That's
But
really amazing.
I might use it for like creating my weekly schedule. I learned that it could do that, and I was like, oh,
Yeah,
I want
that
to
part's cool.
try that. Okay, that's cool. There's a lot of cool things, but my clients usually use AI if they're in my copy coaching program to help them kind of outline, kind of get a structure.
Yeah, like the
Or,
ideas and
yeah,
everything.
all the ideation, and some of them will actually have ChatGPT write the email for them, but then they would need to do a lot of like
Stuff.
tweaking to really get the message across. Which is absolutely fine, because I think it's one of the reasons why someone will just stare at a blank document, like the first thinking is that they're trying to write the email right there and then, just like that. And it's like actually 80% of the writing is the planning, 20% is the writing.
Oh,
And so
interesting.
if you stick with the planning, then you're not going to get stuck with a blank page, because then you're going to basically, and that's what my like email sequence blueprints do, is like they really help you kind of list out bullet point, okay, what's the takeaway, it goes through all this.
Yeah, that's really cool that
Yeah, and then you go to
you
write and you're
can
not looking at
still
the
use
page.
it.
Yeah, you can pull from that, like, oh, okay. And I feel like another piece is some people get stuck on like, oh, I gotta hook someone. How can I hook someone? Or they're thinking, what does my audience want to hear? And I just tell them to flip it. Like, instead of thinking about what does my audience want to hear, because you're just gonna be like, your mind is just gonna be spinning. Just ask yourself, what do you want to write? What do you want to share? What do you want to teach about? What do you want them to understand? And go from there, instead of like, oh, what do they want to hear? What do they want to hear? And then
You're
you've
like, what?
yourself, you've cornered yourself in this tiny hole. Like, okay, what do they need to hear? It's like, no, just like, what do you want to share? What do you want to do? And then the hook is like, don't worry about the hook. Just write. And the hook always comes like when you're done writing, because then go through, read your email, and you usually have your hook in there somewhere, and you just move it to the top, and that's it. That's really like done. You don't
All
need to
right,
do
everybody, remember, you don't need a hook.
it'll
It'll come.
come it'll come yeah, because if you try and start with a hook, you're just going to be staring at a blank page, because you're thinking, oh, what's the best approach, which way should I go? And like, the hook will reveal itself.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And so that I'm gonna try to remember that. Phone, remind me. No, I'm just kidding. So let me ask you this, along this journey and this process of you falling in love with the writing, right? And helping others fall in love with how they're doing and bringing in their tone and everything. The reason I started MetaFit MetaMind was so we can share our stories, but also talk about, that balance between mental and physical health. So in your experience, how has that correlated for you?
Oh yeah, we've gone full circle here, because it's kind of how we had started talking about it. Yeah, I definitely, coming from 15 years in teaching, burning out multiple times every year for 15 years, that's a lot of
That's a
burnout.
lot.
And to come into my own business not realizing I brought all of that trauma from teaching into my business, not even realizing it at all. And then burning out in my own business, which is what I wanted to get away from
Yeah.
teaching, but I couldn't get away from it because it was something
Oof. Yeah.
in me going
Yeah.
on. I mean, of course, you know, you like this is
Yeah.
like your jam.
Yeah. No, but yeah. Like that realization though, right? It's
Yeah,
huge. Like,
the
what the heck? I
realization.
didn't want that to happen, and yet that happened.
Yes, and it really happened. And it wasn't until someone asked me a question, very simple question,
Yeah.
Jan, how are you doing? It
Yeah.
was a simple question.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm exhausted. I just had
Yeah.
my second son. I
I met you when you had just had him a few months after, I think.
Yes, I think that's when we had met. Yeah, he was maybe
Yeah.
like a few months old,
Yeah.
and so I was like, I'm exhausted. I'm trying to create this business to support my family financially, and
Yeah.
but I have a baby too, and I'm trying to like balance it all. And so it was that question that was that realization point, like
And
that awakening.
sometimes, yeah, sometimes it's like this simple question that brings a simple answer that is that's the light bulb right there.
Yeah, that
So, yo, ask yourself, how are you? Like that book, what is that book? How are you really?
oh yeah,
Right?
how are
Ask
you
yourself,
really?
really, how are you doing? It's really important to remember that. And let me ask you this, because that one question, like, maybe brought you out of that and was like, okay, like really, what are you excited about though? Like, how are you really now? What are you excited about? What are some goals for Joanne? For what, tell me your business name. What does my audience have to our audience at this point? What do we have to look forward to?
Yeah. So I feel like what really came out of that moment for me from the question, like, how are you really? I feel like I'm at a much better place, even if
Good.
I'm like, as I said, in the last 2 weeks, I've just been in a funk. But
Yeah. Yeah.
I have tools I know I can use to help me, with my emotional resilience and
Yeah.
what I can do for my well-being and things like that. And so I feel like I'm at a point now where I can, it doesn't feel like life is happening to me, but I am able to create the life that I want to create. And so it's just like a different shift of like I get to provide for my family. It's not like this forced thing that's been upon me, like this external situation, like choice I get to make.
Yeah.
I get to understand the money side of my business. It's not like this, like, ah, oh, I have to do this. Just like, I think that was one of the biggest shifts for me. And I feel like that I've been able to run my business from a place of a lot more like self-love and
Nice.
feeling like, even if I have those moments of feeling low,
Yeah.
like, hey, I've gone through this. I know, like, what I can do. And it's just, we're all humans. It's
Yeah.
just, it's not like you can't
Yeah.
continually always be up here all the
No,
time.
we're gonna feel the feelings. And that's what I tell my clients is, look, we're gonna work on these emotions and we're gonna do this work and you're gonna get your wisdom and your learning. It doesn't mean though that you're never going to feel them again. You're just going to have new learnings, new wisdom that will help you when that does happen. Because I
Yeah.
think people don't always realize or fail to realize that even if we are working on, for example, anger, just because you work on it, you worked on where that started, it doesn't mean that that's never going to come back. Or, if we just continue to repress, it's at some point may come out. So remember to allow yourself to be the human that you are. Entrepreneurship is really, it's challenging. And like Joanne said, when you have your community, like that can help you a lot. So I'll also tell you, message me if you ever need to, like, just vent or do, whatever. That's what we're here to do, right? To support each other. So yeah, so what are you excited about? What's coming up for Desk Plant?
Yeah, so I started with my done for you services. I'm still doing the done for you because I really find a lot of joy in doing that and creating those email sequences and like just getting their message out there. So it just, we do it in 3 days. I get it done
Wow.
3 days. And by the end of the week, they have it like totally finalized and ready to be put into their system to be sent out. And it's just the most wonderful feeling. So that's something that I'm like excited to share with
Yay.
all
I didn't know you
to.
did that. I think I did know, but I forgot.
Yeah. Yes. It's like super laser focused. Like lasers are coming out of my eyeballs. Right. It's really intense. So something definitely I can't do every week, but
That's kind of like a VIP thing or something.
yeah, that's
Nice.
definitely and then I also just launched my copy coaching program again. And so I've been trying out different times for launching. And so I'm excited for that because that's really about helping my clients who aren't ready for the done for you, but it's done with you. And so they can feel really clear and confident, but also consistent with writing their emails, because that's usually
Nice.
the biggest things that come up is, I have an email list, but I'm just sitting on it, or I've written a few emails and I've just ghosted them.
Or it's not consistent or things
Yeah,
like that.
I'm writing like here and there. I just don't really know what I'm doing in terms of like, I
Super
feel
cool. Yeah.
like spaghetti on the wall. And so
Yeah.
that.
I know. I think that's not really me. And I've written a few emails that I do get responses, and I'm like, oh, that one, I didn't think
Yeah. And
that one
I tell all my clients, like, you start from wherever you are. That's great. You
Yeah.
have people on your list. That's great. It's not only 20 people. That's 20 human beings. Imagine them in a physical room with you. That's 20
Exactly.
people. It's not just only 20 people on it. I feel
Or
like sometimes, yeah,
emails.
like when people think of it in like an email list terms, they sound like just like switch it into like a number. Like, oh, I only have 20 people on my list. Or 500. It doesn't matter. Whatever the number is, they always say only. I only have 1,000.
Just 1,000?
Yeah,
That's an NLP
it's
question that we ask. That's all you have, just 1,000 people? Really? Man, that's hard.
oh, sorry. It doesn't matter where. I mean, it's just like that's how people see it. But if you think about it as people, difference. And if you have like 300 people on your list, but they're quality people, that's better than having a 5,000 list. Boy, you're not getting much engagement. Just don't have the right people on there. Like, it's pretty much gold. So I don't know why I went off on that.
I don't
Was
remember, but
okay.
it was what
So
you're excited about, your
I'm
business.
excited. Yes, I'm excited to help my clients feel clear and confident. They have like their North Star. They know what's right. They after the 3 month copy coaching program, they are writing consistently, whatever consistent means for them, because you got to also honor your capacity. Like, this is not a burnout zone area. I've been through that way many too many times, and I'm like, no, we are not doing
Avoid
that.
that, everyone. Avoid
Avoid
it.
burnout. We do not want.
Yes.
I have been there way too many times. So
Awesome.
yes, that's what I'm excited
Cool.
about right now.
And if someone wanted to work with you, find you, platform, social platforms, where can they find you? Oh, before you answer that, here's something that I just thought about. The importance of email, and what I love about what you do is, like, for example, it happened again, Facebook, or Meta at this point. And that's not related to my podcast or what I do, yo. I had it first, by the way. The importance of email, right? How we can continue to stay communicated, the communication with others when a platform as big as these platforms that have kind of a frozen day, or a couple years, was it a couple years ago that everything stopped working too? So
Yeah.
the importance of email, I just want y'all to remember that.
Yes, thank you for that plug for email. Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the biggest assets you have for your business. I mean, social media. You don't own the followers, and I mean, anything can happen. You can have an outage, and then you don't have that there.
You
So
have to go
it
out in person. Oh my God. What do people do?
I don't know. I wouldn't know what to do with my hands. Like, I'm just like always in the Zoom box here.
And let me ask you, where can people find you on social, if they do want to work with you or just ask you questions and stuff?
Yeah, they can definitely find me an email.
For sure.
That Yes, I have a free guide on email storytelling that helps you kind of understand the structure of how to use storytelling in your emails.
Nice.
It also includes 7 examples of hooks you can do, and it has like 25 story prompts in there specifically for coaches in wellness and well-being and mindset. And then there are, I want to say, like 15 like different kinds of examples of segues you can do to segue from storytelling to talking about your marketing content and your
Nice.
expertise. And so if you sign up for that, you can also join my email community, Flourish. That is what I call my email list because it's really about nurturing the relationships. And it's free, and I give lots of tips on storytelling and copywriting. You get updates, you get exclusive deals. It's an awesome place to be. So you can find
Yay.
there. And then also, I am most active on Instagram at Desk Plant Creatives with a dot in between each of the words, desk dot plant dot creatives.
And I'll put that in the show notes, yo.
Okay, sounds
Yeah.
great. Thank
Yeah.
you.
I'll put
And
that in the
then
show notes for sure.
yeah, and then LinkedIn, you can find me there too, at my name, Joanne Homestead. I'm the
Cool.
only Joanne Homestead on LinkedIn, so it'll be easy to find.
Awesome. And one last question is, what would be a key piece of advice that you give someone that has helped you along the way?
Ooh, okay.
I didn't give you that one.
Ask me that again.
What would be a key piece of advice that you would give someone that has helped you along the way?
Ooh. Key piece of advice for someone who's helped me along the way. Oh, that's a good question. I would say specifically for like I'm thinking entrepreneurship,
Yeah, that's fine.
invest in the personal growth because personal growth is business growth and
I'm with that one.
that personal experience, learning
Yeah.
that for the last several years.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting to know yourself and what beliefs you have and what beliefs are yours and what beliefs aren't yours that you're holding on to, that you can let go of that will help you move forward.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yep, I'm with that one fully 100%,
Yes.
150%. So, thank you so much, Joanne, for being here, for being an amazing, amazing guest. I'm excited to bring this one out, and yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Carla.
So, this was such a fun conversation with Joanne. I learned many, many things from this episode from Joanne. It's like a mini class in email stuff, along with the vulnerability of how she's here now. And here's the things that I got from this episode. When you are writing and you want to write and you want to share something, but you're not sure if it's good or not, or how to hook somebody, don't worry about it because that will come. Just let the words come out. It's like in life, we're doing the thing and we're so worried about is it right, is it wrong? And the how doesn't matter, right? That answer is gonna come. You just gotta trust your gut and your answers will come for you. And the other thing that I learned is that when you get a chance and you feel like you have been doing a lot, take a pause, breathe. I can't breathe right now. And ask yourself, how are you doing? Like, for real. How are you? Like that book that we said. Okay, so as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, the MMA's NLP certification training is happening in June, and the hypnosis training is happening in November. So make sure to, if you have been hearing this calling that you want to help others or that you want to improve in your life, in your growth, in your communication, register now through the link in the show notes, and I will see you online. Because yes, they are online right now. And if you haven't done so already, last time that I was saying this, but we gotta say what we mean and we gotta mean what we say. That's not what I meant to say, but that's what it was supposed to come out. Just go share this episode, go rate the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram at MetaFitMetaMind Podcast, on my other one at Coach Carlita. Go to metafitmetamind.com, check it out, see all of the offerings that are there. So, thank you so much for listening to this episode up to this point. I am Carla Rodriguez. This is MetaFit MetaMind Podcast, where we are normalizing conversations that we would have never had. Until next time.